Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome to this week's show, and thanks for listening. Our email address for comments or questions is mmpets@1320wils, or our web address where you can listen to all of our previous shows is www.1320wils.com. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with our resident pet expert and my co-host, Rick Pruse. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee. Good morning, all those animals out there in Lansing.
Absolutely. Rick, one of the topics that we've talked about over a number of weeks in dealing with our various guests is the issue of overpopulation when it comes to cats. We've had kitten rescue. We've had Mid-Michigan cat rescue. We've had the Humane Society and Ingham County in here. And they've all talked about the issue of overpopulation with cats, especially this time of year. And I think I understand it a little better because of an article that I pulled off the internet last week that dealt with when cats get in heat. It just so happens that female cats in heat, essentially, they are really machines when it comes to wanting to breed. And that seems to be the problem.
Yeah. You know, this article, it talks, it's a question and answer between the expert and somebody calling in with problems with their cat or just questions specifically. And it says here that cats are induced ovulators. This means that female cats in heat don't release eggs unless they mate. If an in-heat female cat does not mate, she does not release any eggs. After the heat cycle is over, her body goes into an express mode and the female rapidly goes into heat again and again and again and again until she gets pregnant, is spayed, or rarely mates without getting pregnant.
Well, what that tells me is that if you are out there not getting your cat spayed and you open the door during this time of year, we're going to have some kittens floating around, and they don't just have one. They have multiples, and that could be the reason why so many of the experts have talked about what a problem that is.
Yeah, and I think I think in general terms, people think casually about getting their cat spayed or neutered. But when you look at it from the perspective that unless you spay or neuter them, there's only one mission involved here. I mean, when a cat goes into a heat cycle, you know, that's the one-track mind that cat has, and it's going to have that basic attitude instead of relating to you, instead of relating to the family, instead of being a socialized pet. It's going to be focused and focused and focused on that particular behavior. So why not stop that at an early age before she even gets into her first heat cycle and fix that problem?
Well, and when you think about what Dr. Berry said on our show last week, where she described what a female cat in heat was like, and she said that they act like they are absolutely in terrible pain and almost being tortured. And why do you want to have an animal around that's behaving that way when you don't have to? It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't.
Well, and that's why we've brought back one of our previous guests, Dr. Carrie Lewis, who's going to be joining us after the break from the Riverside Cat Hospital in Okemos. She's got a number of different ways that you can go through and identify some of the benefits besides what we've talked about of getting this done, and also some of the alternatives if money is an issue or if there are other concerns that you have on how you can get your animals spayed or neutered. And it really is an important step.
Yeah. And remember, Dr. Lewis is specifically cat oriented. So you're getting somebody on the show that's really spends 24/7 almost, because I'm sure anyone that owns a practice, it becomes their life and blood, specifically focused on cat problems, cat issues, cat people that love their cats.
Well, and it's important that if we can prevent the problem, because I've heard the stories of people not being able to get rid of their cats when they've needed to because there just isn't space for housing them at the various rescues or animal controls. I mean, it can become a major problem for all of us.
Yeah, just because you have a cat that you don't want anymore doesn't mean you're going to find any place where it'll go. It's becoming increasingly more difficult as the financial restraints are met upon each and every rescue operation. There's only so many kittens they can handle. So the more we can do to kind of spread that word of responsible pet ownership, the better off the entire community is going to be.
No question about it. Well, we'll have Dr. Lewis coming in here right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fook's, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door.